Steve Post, New York City radio personality, would have celebrated his 71st birthday on March 20th, 2015, or at least grumbled about it. Instead, his birthday was celebrated at a memorial for him at Symphony Space in New York City.
All of us who knew and loved Steve know that this is exactly the kind of event that he would have refused to attend.
Longtime Post friend and former WBAI manager Frank Millspaugh.
Steve would have appreciated the irony that is here simultaneously his birthday, the first day of spring, a snowstorm, and something called the International Happiness Day.
People say this so often when someone dies, that there is a hole in the fabric of the universe where they were, that somehow without them, there's a real feeling of absence.
Bob Fass, visibly upset at remembering his pal, one of the three who made up a triumvirate of freeform live radio greatness. Bob Fass, Larry Josephson, and Steve Post, beginning in the 60s. At the memorial, Fass sat facing the stage with a microphone in front of him. He spoke directly to Post.
I felt like I was just getting to know you in a way when you left us. And I want to say to Laura and to all the people like myself who love you and who miss you that we're just grateful that the universe produced someone as wonderful as you. Thank you, Steve.
I first came to WBAI. I was hired over the telephone to come work at WBAI. I was told I would be working on the program guide, the listings of the programs. And when I got there, they made me the bookkeeper, notwithstanding the fact that I had flunked bookkeeping in every single math course in school.
Then Post met Fass.
And I made a wise remark like, "You guys have an easy job up there in the studio." And he said, "You think so? Come up."
And that was the beginning.
If I had a friend like Miss Rosemary Woods, how simple my life would be. I'd just give all my problems to Rosemary Woods, and she would erase them for me.
Steve Post was at WBAI from the mid-60s to the early 80s. Besides bookkeeper, he was a WBAI announcer and the wildly popular host of late-night and early-morning radio programs, The Outside and Room 101. He was obsessed with Richard Nixon. Post was also manager of the radio station and kept it going. Then Post went on to create morning music with Steve Post, heard on WNYC-FM for decades. Post's program became wildly popular and a moneymaker for WNYC during pledge time. Later, he went on to do a weekly radio program called The No Show, a mix of news, commentary, and music. He was at WNYC for 25 years. Here's WNYC's president, Laura Walker.
You know, through all the jokes and kind of being a little bit of the target for him, he spoke so effectively about the need to preserve WNYC for generations to come, and he said that over and over again. And WNYC is here today, in large part because Steve made that plea and so many people answered.
Steve Post passed away on August 3rd, 2014 from cancer.
You know him as a cynic, as a pessimist, a self-described coward, and he was all of those, but keep this in mind. He had an operation, a major operation for cancer when he was 39.
As his close friend Richard Barr tells it, even though he wouldn't have thought it of himself, Post was very brave.
Four major surgeries, and each time he came back and his old sense of humor was restored, and he was the same guy. And, you know, only the last time when it was just beyond the pale and, beyond him or anyone else to recuperate, did he, and even then he tried to get back to being who he was and had the same sense of humor until finally it was over. But I think that he wouldn't have seen himself as strong and courageous and having a drive to stay alive and a will to live. But how else do you explain it?
Another close friend, James Ursay, played Chopin at the tribute to Post.
I said on this very same program several months back that if Julius was dismissed from the station, that I would quit because I supported him fully. Don't criticize
Julius. You're a man of principle, Steve.
Well, I'm not a man of principle. I just had complete assurance that they weren't going to dismiss him.
Post's talent, his politics, his humor, his sardonic wit, perfectly summed up by Julius Lester.
While Steve presented himself publicly as a curmudgeon, I suspect he did so to protect himself from a heart that felt the world too deeply, from an acute mind that could not make sense of its cruelties, from a sensitivity that caused him to feel more pain than he knew how to endure. In the great tradition of comedy, Steve helped others to laugh, to keep himself from crying.
What I give you since you've asked is all my time together. Take the rugged sunny days, the warm and rocky weather. Tomorrow's time.
Postpartum Depression, that's the title Steve's wife, Laura Rosenberg Post, gave to the tribute. And Judy Collins recorded Since You've Asked from her album Wildflower for this tribute to Steve Post.
As my life spills into yours, changing with the hours, filling up the world with time, turning time. Flowers, I can show you all the songs that I never sang to one man before.
When whippoorwill calls and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue.
Steve Post was toasted for his radio brilliance and resonant voice. He was eulogized and made the audience laugh once more, as he did so often on the air. The Daily News called Steve a contrarian, the New York Times a curmudgeonly New York City public radio personality who mischievously mocked himself, his employers, his sponsors, and the conventions of broadcasting. With thanks to the fabulous Peter Zanger and Danny Kornietz, I'm Linda Perry Barr, WBAI News, New York.
Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven.